All right, welcome back for the second portion of the Grand Cast. First portion was the interview section with my guest Tom Mayer-Meyer.
Yeah,
Mayer-Meyer.
Mayer, preferably.
Mayer-Meyer. Okay.
Yes.
And
if I don't say, I think I got like at least a solid C plus on the interview. Pretty proud of myself.
Oh, I wasn't grading you. Would
no?
I could.
That'd be great. Could you?
Once I go back and listen to it, because it's hard for me when I'm being present in the moment to judge objectively how things are going.
So no sign you'd be a great improviser. Yeah.
Because I get caught up in the moment.
That's the secret.
Being present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being present is a present to your partner.
Yeah, there's some saying, some ancient Chinese proverb or whatever, that if you feel anxiety, it's because you're living in the future. If you feel depression, it's because you're living in the past. And if you find happiness, because you're living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Which I found to be...
I like it.
Pretty accurate. All right, so we got a few little mini segments to go over.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be the end of the main cast. And we'll do a separate segment for Who the Fuck is Johnny, which is the role-playing section.
I've still never played that, so I'm excited.
Only one other person in the world has. Josh H.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm so upset I wasn't the first. But at least mine will come out before his.
His might never come out. Yours might never come out.
Damn.
But it'll be fun. Like, yeah. It's experimental. We're still working the bugs out.
Like, yeah, like, I get it.
Yeah. Because the first one, I had never GM'd a game like that before, so I didn't know exactly what I was doing. And the whole objectives, it had problems. It was still fun.
No. That's, even in a bad D&D campaign, you're still having fun. As long as you're like your DM and yourself are respect or like understand it's a conversation. It's not like a story that's like it's all written, you just follow along. It's no. You have an idea as a DM, you brought it up to us, and now it's become our story to tell together.
Yeah, that's nice. Alright, I'm just gonna go down the list because
sure.
I made a list. I'm a list guy. I like making lists. Things that I need to do, ideas that I have.
Yep.
Just to process through them. That way I can go back and remember. Otherwise, like, if I write things down, I often don't remember them.
I write stuff down. I'm not a list guy because I'm much more of like a random
flowchart.
Yeah, flowchart guy. Where it's like, here's an idea that can lead to that idea, like work off of that idea, this works off of that. And like I try making some lists, but it's much more of like a chaotic kind of thing. But writing stuff down, I've always helps out. Keeps people on track.
Yeah. Is that for your show tonight?
Yes, that's for my show tonight. And then that book's just something that I always keep on me, just to like write down ideas. Like, I could use my phone, but it's just not the same as just like writing on pen and paper. I don't know why. I'm an old dude.
Because you can do the circles and the arrows. And like,
yeah.
I always use my phone. Maybe that's why I tend to do lists more than like the cloud format.
Yep.
Interesting. I might have to try that.
Junior high school English teacher. He's the one who taught us like, how to like come up with like a story idea using like a flowchart kind of thing. And it just kind of took for a lot of the ways I study things.
Interesting. I'll have to try that. Might open up new possibilities instead of being more linear. Like, it'll be more.
Like, it's really funny to start with like one central idea. Like, okay, I want to have like write a sketch about this idea. Like, okay, this branch is going to concentrate on this particular character that's going to be in the sketch. And then you go to this other section that's going to concentrate on this person. This is going to concentrate on where they're at. Oh, they're at this bar. Let's make this person an alcoholic. And you go back to that person. It's much more...
It's a lot more visual.
Yeah, and then you can see connections between characters and whatnot through specific points.
Nice. So, plug your social media and upcoming events, if you'd like to. This is your...
I don't really have a social media besides Tom Mayer Facebook. I'm really bad. Like, I'm meaning to, like... I guess I should probably get a Twitter at some point or an Instagram.
Develop your web presence.
I know. I'm really bad at that whole thing.
Social media is the future, man.
Is it? I remember when Twitter was supposed to be that weird thing that celebrities were just going to convince us to do because they're celebrities.
Hmm?
And now it's like, no, you need a Twitter account. I'm like,
yeah. I have like and Twitter accounts.
Can I have one?
No!
Well, there goes that idea. So yeah, upcoming things. Hey, if this comes out in the next 3 hours or 4 hours,
it won't.
You can go out to Fusebox to watch the Ned Talks tonight. but yeah, just keep your eye out for Beer City Improv. They're a great group. We're having a lot of fun
on Facebook.
They're on Facebook, and then we have our own webpage, BeerCityImprov.com.
I run the fan club. Nobody tells me this stuff.
Yeah, no, we have one. So yeah, just Google Beer City Improv. This will be the first Google result. Other than that, Dog Story Theater, go check out their place and whatnot. I'm not involved with them, but they're great, and I always recommend trying to throw money towards the theater program. I just saw a great play there yesterday.
Which one?
It is the unpublished Disney script. Or now I'm just blanking out so hard on it. No, not that one. I'll come up with it at some point and tell you so you can fix it. Have like an addendum asterisk. But it's seriously such a great play.
This is an unedited pod. Unedited. Or not podcast, just a cast.
Okay, so at the top right corner you see an asterisk where it corrects what I just said by the name of it. And if it isn't, then he's just lazy.
I am.
But no, Dog Story has a lot of good stuff to go to. And then Comedy Outlet Mondays, always recommend.
Yep. $5 for an hour of comedy and then an hour of jam. If you just want to do the comedy jam, it's free. What's a jam? It's just like
The jam is just a nice... So at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, anyone who wants to can put their name on a board, on a whiteboard, and we'll call people up and we'll all do random improv games or long form together. You have new people to perform with. And if you just want to come out and watch, that is acceptable. Though if you come often, if you come watch too often, eventually I'll start trying to write your name on the board and then you'll get very upset with me and tell me not to do it.
I've never told you not to do it. Oh, yeah. I just never responded to your antagonism.
It's not antagonizing. It's simply it's an invite. It's like saying like, is someone antagonizing when they invite you to their wedding? No, they just invited you to their wedding.
But when they ask over and over and over, like...
Well, just because I have multiple weddings, I just haven't found the right person yet. I still want you to be there.
Fair enough. And that's the plug your media and social or upcoming events segment. I probably need a better title for that. It's a little...
No, plug it. I understood exactly what you meant. Plug it. Yeah.
There we go. Plug it. Thank you.
Glad I could help.
Me too. Next segment is Read Me NPR.
Ooh.
So I have an excerpt of an NPR article that I would like for you to read in the style of an NPR broadcaster. Right. So you probably want to get pretty close to the microphone.
Which, do you want to read all of this?
All of it. All of it. And so close, but quieter.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans are now working as contract, rapidly growing ride-hailing industry, specifically for the largest companies, Uber and Lyft.
That's a callback.
But a new survey released this week finds that Lyft, with its fluorescent pink mustache symbol, is more popular with drivers. 75% of the Lyft drivers said that they were satisfied with their experience, while less than half of Uber drivers said the same. Lyft is a significantly smaller company, but its drivers made more money. According to the survey, Uber drivers averaged $15.68 per hour, while Lyft drivers made an average of $17.50. Plus, Lyft also promotes passengers to tip. This was one of the findings from a survey of 1,150 drivers, one of the largest polls of the sort. It was conducted through the blog, podcast, and YouTube channel known as The Rideshare Guy, by the founder, Harry Campbell, with the help from researchers at Stanford University. Declining pay. While the ride-hailing companies are enormously popular and often much cheaper than a taxi, Campbell and his team have previously reported that the prices have been declining. Those prices drops may be increasing by the valuation of the companies, but Campbell says they are taking their toll on drivers who must work longer hours to make a living wage. What that means for drivers is that they are driving further for the same income, Campbell says. Ultimately, they aren't making more than they would in a service job at McDonald's or Burger King. The drivers are contractors rather than employees of the companies, and their wages are determined by how many rides they do in a day. But the survey also found that most valuable elements after pay
was the flexibility of hours. You can take the day off without asking your boss, Campbell says. So overall, he says, for drivers, the situation isn't terrible, but it isn't improving. This is NPR News.
This is not NPR News.
I'm sorry.
You might get sued for that.
This is not NPR News.
Thank you. That was nice. The next segment is entitled Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million.
Okay.
And please take a guess at what it may be.
Is there a reward?
If you guess it correctly, you will win a prize.
Okay, fine. 1 in a million?
Between the numbers 1 and 1 million.
All right.
And their whole numbers, there's no fractions.
That's fine. It's good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. 16,548.
Nope.
Damn. I'm still speaking really close to the microphone in the NPR thing. Once you start doing something for more than a paragraph, you're like, I'm stuck like this from now on. I cannot leave. This is my voice.
That's your life now.
I am stuck like that forever.
I hope to hear that tonight at the
Ned Talk. It's going to be a great talk on chivalry. So
it's a chivalrous sounding voice.
Yes, it is. I'll be in a nice kind of quasi suit.
Quasi suit?
I'm wearing jeans because I'm too lazy to actually put on a full suit.
Just like a blazer?
A vest. Vest. Yeah. I'm trying to bring it back.
Like a knitted vest?
No. Full on just.
Oh, like a suit vest.
Like a suit vest.
Okay. Only a
suit vest. That's it.
No jeans, undershirt?
And suit vest.
Nice.
And a tie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like bow tie, full tie.
I wish it was a bow tie, but I don't know how to tie them yet, so I have to go over like a full Windsor.
There's nothing to clip on, yeah. Too.
Well, there is, but like, it might hurt. Chest hair is not beneficial.
Interesting. All right. The next mini segment here is word association.
Uh-oh.
So last week...
people get in trouble.
Yeah, maybe. This might be the first time I have to edit a podcast. So last week we tried two different things. One was I just go down the list and you respond with one word each time.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. And then we tried a continuous, like back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think that went better.
It's more organic that way.
I like organic. And it's not, like, it's deeper, I guess. And then basically whenever someone broke, that was the end of that chain.
All right.
All right, so we're going to try that. Grand.
Majestic.
Jim Carrey.
Liar, like.
Truth.
Why?
Where?
Here?
Hair?
Everywhere.
Man.
Sorry?
You should be. Did you ever see The Majestic with Jim Carrey?
Yes, I did. I like that movie. He can... It's... Again,
it's bad.
Really sad I liked. Like, it's not like I'm like saying it's the best movie I've ever done.
It's not a terrible movie.
No. He's able to play dramatic roles.
Yeah. Atlantic.
Atlantis.
Sea.
Ocean.
Man.
Woman.
Child.
Baby.
Honey.
Sugar.
Candy.
Snickers.
Gross.
Vomit.
Puke.
Pink.
Purple.
Majestic.
Jim Carrey.
Liar.
Wow. Got there. All right. Grab.
Hold.
Tenderly.
Forcefully.
Oh.
What? That's the first word you say tenderly, the opposite comes to my head.
All right.
I avoided a Trump joke early on, so it was...
So far. Great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Steak.
You.
You?
Sheep.
Grass.
Weed.
Seeds.
Trees.
Coffins.
Cemetery.
Empty space.
Carl Sagan.
God. No, the trees and coffins is a new thing now, like turning, making your body into like fertilizer for a tree.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that. That's what I'd like to have done.
It depends. Like the one he wants to, they cremate you and you're asking him that. No, problem is cremation, it doesn't help your carbon footprint. It's just as bad as.
Yeah. I just want to get just like buried in a field somewhere. A little somewhere. Pot,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Have like a little sapling growing out from your chest.
Maybe. Probably like an oak tree would be nice. Like these are oak trees here.
Yeah, they're so nice out there.
And the squirrels enjoy eating the nuts, so I could like. My body could.
You just want to make sure you still have nuts. That's what you're trying to guarantee.
And I would like for them to be eaten by a variety of rodents.
The aftermath, this still reminds me of that Vicious Circle. Who was the one that the comedian did Vicious Circles? And the white dude who's kind of bro-y. And he was a.
Joe Rogan?
Early 2000s, he was in a lot of TV shows and he was really popular.
Not Joe Rogan?
Not Joe Rogan.
Bro-y comedian.
Dan Cook.
Oh.
He has one joke that's really entertaining that I still think about sometimes. It's the one where it's like, I said a dude sneezed in front of me and I blessed him. Like, God bless you. And he's like, I don't believe in God. I'm like, well, what's going to happen when you die? And he's like, I'm going to be buried, have a tree planted in me, and I'll become a tree. He's like, okay, then I hope that happens soon. You become a tree and someone chops you down and makes principle on you.
That would be ironic.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, just came to my head.
Yeah. Orange.
Rhyme.
Say rhymed?
Rhyme.
Rhyme. Because you can't rhyme the word orange. Okay. Riddle.
Confucius.
Wisdom.
Thoughtful.
Insightful.
Paradoxical.
Juxtaposition.
Capote.
Truman.
Jim Carrey.
All right.
We're the best at this game.
Yeah. How many degrees away from Jim Carrey are you? All right. Hands.
Feet.
Toes.
Toenails.
Fingernails.
Cut.
Depression.
Thoughts.
Words.
Ideas.
Actions.
Responsibilities.
Ew.
Gross.
Nasty.
Strange.
Yep, I'm
happy. Damn it, I was trying to figure out something to really steer back.
Nope. That's a funny word.
Strange.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty strange that you think it's funny.
Is it? I have the comedic intelligence of a teenager.
Oh, it's okay. I was yelled at 2 days ago because I made a couple puns. And after each pun, I'd be...
Not with the microphones, dude.
My bad.
Oh, man. There's like two rules. Like,
I know. I don't hit the once. I just do it the one time. Like, it was...
I knew what I was getting into. Getting tommed all over the place. All right. Wall.
Shingles.
Chicken pox.
Chicken noodles.
Soup.
Slurp.
7-Eleven.
Not here.
Anywhere.
Nowhere?
To run?
Breathing.
Breathing or breathing? Breathing. lost it. It's difficult when you have an objective of getting towards something related to Jim Carrey.
The goal is not to get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the game is like.
Yeah.
My.
Like the first, it was really just a natural thing.
Yeah. And now, like, my intentions have been corrupted by trying to get to a callback situation. I guess that's not the right way to do comedy. I'm learning here.
No, it's fair. Like, there's a lot of times where, like, I've screwed up a lot of shows. Like, I want to try to get that callback in again. And
yeah.
You're no longer in the moment. You're thinking of the future, and it screws up everything else.
I'm seeing this firsthand. Mm-hmm. All right. It's good. It's a learning experience. White.
Black.
Orange.
Rhyme.
Purple.
Majestic.
Jim Carrey. All right. Yeah. Gotta make sure not to go back to one of the words we already did.
Except Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, we're allowed to go back as many times as we want to.
All right. Elephant.
Big.
Tom Hanks.
Jim Carrey. Island.
Wilson.
Volleyball.
Baseball.
Tom Hanks.
What is...
A League of Their Own. Tom Hanks is in it.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a really, really long time. I don't know if I've ever seen the whole movie.
Oh, no? That was pretty solid.
Rosie O'Donnell was in that?
Yeah.
But is that the only movie Rosie O'Donnell's ever been in?
No, she's in a few. Blanking out on them now. I think her IMDb page has a few things in it.
Maybe. I'm never going to look at it, hopefully. Tom Hanks, what a national treasure.
He did such a good job on SNL. Like, there's like the whole big thing of his, what was the character he made? Pumpkins? Dave S. Pumpkins or something like that?
I don't recall.
Okay. But he had one big, like, big hit from the whole show that, like, became really popular, like, overnight. But that entire show he was on was puss. Like, I watched it 3 times, I think. Because there's just so much stuff, and it's entertaining to watch.
I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative.
Republican.
Elephant.
Donkey.
Shrek.
Ogre.
Fiona.
Princess.
Buttercup.
Icing.
Frosting.
Lick.
I've censored myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Womp womp.
This is betraying a lot about my personality that normally I wouldn't reveal. My maturity levels.
This game does that.
It does, yeah.
Especially when you force yourself to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Again, I've always recommended this for improv troops to, like, get together and literally just say it. Don't try to edit yourself. Don't try to be funny. Just the first thing.
Yeah. Some of them, it's like rhyme. Like, rhyme doesn't trigger anything. It's like rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Reason, I guess?
Yeah.
And that's me a few tries. Like, what do I most closely associate with? Maybe it's not even the closest association. Maybe it's just the first association.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know, a lot of times, the worst thing you can do in this game is to concentrate on, like, a word that's been said 3 times, like, 3 turns before, and respond to that one, as opposed to the one that was just said.
Mm. Liberal.
Sanders.
Bernie.
Burning.
Man.
Dude.
Bro.
Guy.
Friend.
Pal.
Diner.
Breakfast.
Pancakes.
Syrup.
Maple.
Trees.
Weed.
Pot.
Dope.
Cool.
Ice.
Cold.
Hot.
Damn.
You.
C.
Y.
I.
Don't.
like
this
question?
Answer.
Reason.
Rhyme.
Orange.
Donald Trump. We got there. If you didn't notice, most of those words were related that's right.
There's a rule, like, now, 2017, each comedy group, each podcast, you're allowed one Trump joke per thing.
It wasn't even a joke. It was just a theme.
Yeah.
I was hoping to get there eventually. All right. So that was word associations.
Now you figure, like, 7 degrees separation from Donald Trump and Jim Carrey.
Oh. It can't be that
it's
far.
Probably like, it's, considering how many people he's met so far, it's probably like 2 degrees, if not, they know each other already.
There's a lot of actors that have been on Apprentice also, but I've never watched that show, never, so I don't know who. There's probably some Baldwin,
out of
I'm
curiosity,
guessing.
Is The Apprentice doing well this year?
Is it still on?
They got a new season because he's the president, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is the boss. I don't know. I don't know. Like, apparently, I was doing a comedy. I was at a holiday bar, and I was going to do a stand-up set the same night that premiered. So I was talking, like, what's his thing going to be? Because you're fired is Donald Trump's.
Yeah.
And so I was like, everyone there was like, it's got to be you're terminated, right? Like, just like, no other option.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't see it. I saw that it's on, and I was like, oh, I really hope no one watches this show. Please, just don't waste your time on a shitty show like that.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next segment is called Affirmation. It's where I give my guests an affirmation of something that I appreciate about them as a comedian or as a person. So I appreciate the generosity of your time and your volunteering for doing the tech work at Calm. And you're always willing to give people rides home, even if it's significantly out of your way. And you're always there, like, smiling and laughing and welcoming people. I appreciate that.
Now, do I get a chance to?
No,
that's bullshit.
This is my show.
You know what? I don't really want to affirmate this behavior.
Next segment is whatever the opposite of affirmation is. Strong criticism.
Ooh,
no.
I don't know. Please.
Nope.
I want to ask a question. What would you highly criticize about me?
Nope.
Damn it.
It's not this part of the show. Next one is called Just a Tip. Offer one tip to other aspiring comedians. Sweet. Sorry to get your hopes up. With title.
No, aspiring is pretty, that's the end of that. You don't need to say the community part, just aspiring for something, anything.
Yeah, as someone with 7 years of comedic experience, what would you say to someone just starting out?
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a tip.
No, I don't know anything.
I was all excited, like, yes, I'm going to get, like, this is the secret, I'm going to start taking it out. If I were to give a tip to anyone, it's be the character that you are. Like, don't, like, if you're on stage, like, embrace the character that you were on, that you were going out there to be. Don't be afraid, like, oh, well, what if this character's going to be like this in this situation? Don't, like, overthink it. Just be that person. Like, there's no need to, like, how many times do you question yourself in your everyday life while a situation comes up? And have to go through, like, oh, I was raised this way, that's what I think. No, you just make a decision. So, on stage, the same way, just make a decision and just embrace it.
That's not how I live my everyday life, though. I'm paralyzed by indecision and
that's fair.
Processing for most things.
I guess so you Myers-Briggs, are you familiar with the psychological profile, like the 16 different types of?
With like three initials or something?
Four, yeah.
I'm not intimately familiar with it. I think I did the quiz once or whatever. I don't remember.
Yeah. So yeah, the way it worked out is I'm ENTP, the debater. So first one is, are you extrovert or introverted? And so I'm very much an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, are you, I'm totally going to destroy this and people are going to be upset when they see this. Like, you totally got that wrong. Second one is, are you intuitive or are you something? I'm intuitive. I can't remember the other one. That's weird, probably because I'm intuitive and it just doesn't come to me. Third one is, are you a thinker or judgment? Oh, yeah, not failed at this. I'm trying. Myers-Briggs, interesting. Blah, blah, blah. Extrovert side of me is the reason why I'm willing to go out there and make a bunch of random decisions in the moment as opposed to, like, analyze it over and over again. It's somehow related. I don't know. It got away from me real easy and fast.
Yeah. Well, if you don't think about something for a while, then it's easy to lose, like, that immediate recall of
how it all works. The brain synapses just get covered up with other stuff.
It's in the archives. Like,
yeah, it's there.
Any time to process the recovery of those.
That's just, like, look forward to when you have Alzheimer's and randomly find it with no understanding of where it relates to.
Yeah. Probably tomorrow you'll wake up and be like, oh, it's... whatever, counterintuitive? I don't know.
Oh, no, that's one. If I had to give, like, one recommendation to every human being out there, wake up every morning and ask yourself if you have Alzheimer's and really critically analyze it. I think it'll help you in the future in case you do have Alzheimer's.
You're going to do that for, like, 50 years every single morning?
I've been doing it for the last, like, five. Just, like,
just okay. In case.
Am I really who I perceive myself to be right now? Do I have Alzheimer's?
That's a whole nother question. There's a possible future segment called Existential Questions.
Ooh, I like those.
Yeah, that's not on this list today.
No, it's fair, but you should definitely add that. We definitely want something that has existential questions.
Yeah. And I don't, like, initially I was thinking I'd have a different comedian every single week, because there's a lot of improvisational comedians in the community here, and it wouldn't be impossible to have 50 different ones over the course of a year. But also, at the same time, like, there's people that I have closer personal relationships with that I have more rapport, I guess.
Like, okay, that's fair.
It'd be easier to have a casual conversation with someone that I have experience conversing casually with.
Yep, someone that you've faced life and death in a board game with.
Who I've been betrayed by.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, you totally destroyed me in, what was the one game? Not Twilight Imperium, but the other space one. That Josh
has. Cosmic Encounters.
Yeah, he totally destroyed my entire win condition. Yeah. Hardcore. Just because, like, I'm going to be a nice guy and just help you get your truth back.
Yeah. Well, that happens. So, yeah, maybe you can come back as a future guest. Oh, we'll see.
I'd love to.
And I've also thought about maybe doing more than one episode per week once I figure out the production and the publishing and all that.
Because
that process takes more time than it should right now, because it's all new. I've never done it before. So, like, the audio processing and all that stuff. Once I get that down and the amount of overhead beyond recording it gets more reasonable, then I might be able to fit in two episodes a week. We'll see.
You bring me over again, I'll bring dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it won't be steak, because apparently you don't like that, so...
I haven't had a steak in years.
Is it because you just don't enjoy them, or because of the...
Oh, I enjoy steak. I used to eat steak, like, once a week. Like,
I'm not that bad. I'm once a month, but...
Yeah. Like, big tenderloins.
Yep.
It tastes good, and, like, the protein and the iron and all that is... It's, I don't know about good for you, but...
It's decent enough.
Like, it's once an excellent source. Once a week might be a
little bit too much, but...
Yeah, that might have been a little hyperbole, but definitely more frequently than once a month, or... probably twice a month would be every other week, bi-weekly.
Yeah. No, it's bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly?
Twice a month.
Yeah. But then I learned about the environmental impact.
Yeah, and how terrible it is for everything. And, like, you could save, like, 80% of the carbon footprint if you just use chickens. Yeah. But chickens don't taste like beef.
They don't. And I still eat cheeseburgers. Not often. But...
Once you're out or something like that.
Yeah, well, no, because I don't like chain burgers at all. Like, there's a couple local places that do burgers really well. Like Johnny B's. And it just reminds me of, like, growing up. That was always a treat, like, getting a specially prepared, like, I want to say American-style burger, where it's got just, like, the cheese, tomato, lettuce, onion, ketchup, mustard.
Yeah, a nice white bun.
Yep. Soft, nice soft buns. And
you grill?
Salty, savory.
Grill the bun.
I'm not a grilled bun guy.
Okay.
Maybe, like, toasted.
Okay.
Even but, then.
No, you prefer like that soft, like it's like the softness. It's a nice combination with the patty. It all kind of melts together in your mouth. Yeah. Now I'm just being really hungry now. So.
Well, then we'll move on to the last segment here. It's called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. And what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Ooh, all right. Do you remember Warheads?
The super sour candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those things, like I've had one recently and it was bad, but I was like, okay, I'm eating this. But I still remember them being so much more potent as a child, like how much sour they were. Like I ate it now, like I don't know why I ever enjoyed this, but like back then I remember like taking it, it was like almost hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like
make you squint and pucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think Warheads were the first thing that taught me that my personality type is like, oh, if someone like challenges me to something, I'm probably gonna say yes, just to like
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I always associate Warheads with putt putt golf.
Ooh.
I think that was like one of the prizes you could redeem your tokens for in the arcade or your tickets for in the arcade.
See, I don't remember. Like, I know my parents bought me some Warheads, but I had a lot of Warheads growing up, and I know I didn't get them from my parents. Like, I think it was like one of those weird candies that came out, and a lot of like either kids would like give them off to others to like see their reaction, or like yeah, I think that was it. Others were just like, "Oh, I have these, try it out."
And you would get a whole bag of them of like individually. Which so is like it was easy to share.
Mm-hmm.
And incredibly wasteful with the
totally packaging, wasteful.
But you know, it was the '90s. It was a different time.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't conscious of their ecological footprints nearly as much as they are today. So
I don't think there's some people that are still as ignorant as they were in the '90s.
They're probably happier.
Yeah. That's right? A secret.
Bliss, right? Yeah. Well, that will conclude the normal portion of the cast, the interview and the games, and then we'll move on. If you have time, it's already 5:15.
5:15
p.m. Eastern time.
If we can get down like 45 minutes, then we'll be good.
All right, so we'll try to do a little bit of Who the Fuck is Johnny?
Worst case, let's come by tomorrow.
We'll do as much as we can tonight. And
that face right there, just so you guys know, is just like, God damn it. I was just like, one of my slogans should be, God damn it, Tom. It's just like, it's a lot of Francis.
This is a Friday or possibly Saturday podcast. Sundays are, I got stuff going on. But I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Translation, no chance in hell, Tom.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for watching or listening, and hopefully this will get published.
Like and subscribe?
That's not up yet.
Okay, got it.
Soon.
I tried.
Maybe by the time you listen or watch this, listen to or watch this, there will be social media presence. So yeah, that'll wherever you listen to it, there will be.
Just keep on, be on the lookout, you know, be hip.
Yep. And it's on my to-do list to have like a sign-off that I do every episode, but I don't know what. Oh no, we missed a segment.
Uh-oh.
I forgot about that.
This is where he actually criticizes me.
No, this is... It's actually relevant because last week it came up that with all the work that goes into producing the podcast and like finishing it and publishing it and all that, that be useful to have an intern, like to hire an intern to produce the podcast. So Josh and I tried to come up with ideas. Like if I wanted to write an ad, like a classified ad to hire an intern.
Yes.
What should that ad say? Like,
all right. So you want me to try to come up with an ad for you?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm picturing Craigslist. Seems like the best place for this ad.
Sure.
And I wanted to read something. I was like, have you ever been interested in having your own podcast? Possibly YouTube channel? ? Well then, do we have the opportunity for you?
Opportunity. I like that word.
Yes, right? Please come and join Chris. No, not the name of it. All right. Please come and join a veteran at live streaming and following a veteran at live streaming as he goes and to produce his first his second? His own channel. As he produces his own channel, concentrated on comedy, on the improv comedy of Grand Rapids. No experience necessary, please. Minimal requirements.
This is a really long ad.
It's free on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Fine. I got it. Fine.
But these are college kids.
I'll shorten it for you.
They have a Vine attention span.
Fine. Livecast opportunity. Contact this number. I kept all the parts of the old one you liked.
All right. And what sort of questions should I ask during the interview for the internship? Like, I don't have experience.
The best question you asked is, when was the last time you laughed so hard your sides hurt?
I don't really care about their appreciation for comedy. They're going to be helping with the technical side of a podcast production.
You have to work with them for at least, 2 hours a week?
I don't want them laughing while we're recording.
You don't need them to laugh. You just need to know what their sense of humor is like, though. Like, you tell a lot of a person by just their sense of humor.
Ideally, they wouldn't have one so that there's no risk of laughing.
Zero chance of that ever happening.
It could be robots. So
humans need not apply. Or you should go up and send a message to MIT. Like, hey, I want to request a robot to be made to help me edit.
I don't have that kind of budget. I'm looking for an unpaid internship.
Do you know what? Fine. So let's go on the MIT's message boards and hey, electrical engineers, talk to Dugan. Dugan, just hey, make me a robot that can help me edit. I'll send him a text for you.
All right. Yeah. Just editing, setting sound levels, maybe making graphics, doing social media posts, all the things that an intern might be expected to do. In exchange for the experience of working in a professional environment, getting that valuable job experience, resume building, and I like how succinct you got it on the second try.
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Easy enough.
Yeah. The first one was
long-winded.
Nobody would read that whole thing and be
I don't know. The person who did, though, would probably not have a sense of humor and be willing to be concentrated on task. It's a way of weeding out without even trying.
Did you laugh while you read this job posting? Yeah.
Damn it. I almost made it besides the last line. I would never get a job if that was a requirement. If you didn't laugh throughout reading this thing, if you're accepted, I'd be screwed. I laughed too easily.
Yeah. Hopefully we can make that happen. I'm not familiar with the whole process of hiring an intern, but it seems like there's no regulation on that.
No, there really isn't. As long as you are able to write down the resume, they did the thing.
Yeah. There's probably no validation of that this is an actual organization.
Well, I guess if you want to go through a college, then you need to accreditate yourself so that you can qualify as a credit hour towards whatever major they're going for.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay, sounds good. So you're intern in name only. I like it.
Yeah. It's capitalism.
Yeah.
Exploiting an experience of youth. And I'd like to be more of a capitalist.
Honestly, I don't know anyone who doesn't actually enjoy the benefits of capitalism. Just a lot of people get conscientious about the means of getting the enjoyment.
Yeah. I was watching an episode of Community last night.
Ooh, I missed that show.
I'm still watching it for the first time, so
you are?
I don't miss it yet.
It's a solid show.
Yeah, and there was
5 seasons and a movie.
6 seasons. I only know because I'm watching season 5 and there's one left.
Oh, no, but that wasn't the original quote, though.
It wasn't?
Wasn't it 5 seasons? I could be wrong.
It was 6.
Okay.
Anyway, what's her name? The blonde chick?
Yeah,
Brit B?
She's the acronym for screwing it up. Don't blank this.
Brita?
Don't Brita this. Yeah.
Okay, so Brita, they went to some theater performance or charity thing, and 3 of her friends from protesting days were there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm such a sellout. I'm going to community college to start a career. And they're like, oh, we're sellouts too. We're in real estate now.
Yeah, we're millions. We have a lot of money.
Yeah. And she's like, what? You guys have, like, compromised all your values.
Sorry about that.
You didn't save that?
I tried. I really did.
I'm going to have to edit this.
Ha! That was my goal from the beginning.
I'm not going to edit this.
Damn it.
People can just enjoy that. That's the coughing you were talking about.
That's not even, that was the most mild of my coughs. Like,
it was, and you directed it away from the microphone.
Yeah, so no, you should like, you talk to my old roommates. They've heard me like literally hawk, like, die from coughing. Literally.
Literally, like your soul started.
It was
away.
Full like out of body. It was a very anime moment of like, you know, an edited out of body experience. The doctor said I was just lightheaded and was imagining shit, but no, I felt it. I literally died.
Did you watch The OA on Netflix?
I have not yet.
It's about near-death experience. And
yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was a nice little mini-series.
Like, I saw everyone saying that if... I had a conversation with you about it, how it's like if a lot of people try to compare it to Stranger Things and it's a bad choice.
Yeah. I mean, it has fantasy elements, but, yeah, but it's no, not yeah. any...
So, and I'm up for giving a shot. Like, Netflix... my roommate and I were looking at the Netflix list of originals, mm-hmm. and we're like, remember the time when every single one of these was a guaranteed hit? Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at them like very much like random choices are mixed in there, but you can tell though.
Like, it's specialized. Like, they target certain groups of people with certain types of content, and mm-hmm. you might not enjoy it, but there's probably a group of people out there that loves it. So, mm-hmm. yeah. It's a lot less broad appeal for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Britta had met these friends who are in real estate now. She's like, oh, you guys are such sellouts. And they're like, yeah, but besides yourself, how many people have you fed? Like, so yeah, they compromise their integrity, but with the extra resources that they're able to
provide help for situations that they otherwise would not be able to.
Yeah, so capitalism, it's a trade-off. Like,
no, honestly, I like the whole idea of like the capitalistic system in America, with the idea that it's supposed to be ever changing and should never be taken for gospel. It's,
process.
Yes.
And if you take a snapshot of that process at any point in time, there's certainly going to be elements that are corrupt and that mm-hmm. are bad, but over the long run, those elements are generally removed.
Yeah. And besides, like in the 24th century, we're going to go and convert to communism. Socialism is what we're converting to. Just according to Star Trek, general lore. Like, it's very much like everyone help each other out. No need for work. We have machines that make food.
It'll be nice.
Yeah.
I'll hold your breath.
Well, if you do, you might be like last till then. So you get like cryogenically frozen.
Hmm. Maybe. Right. Well, we covered the last bit now. That's why I'm marking things on here. So I know what I forgot.
He's really marking like that wasn't funny. That might have been something to use there.
Writing down arrows, up arrows. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here, Tom. I appreciate it.
Anytime. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Should we do the awkward handshake in front of the camera?
I'm going to...
In the sky, gazing far into the night, I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you.